The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
This week in our series on disinformation, we're talking about the battle to combat the common myths about climate change, the sale of InfoWars to The Onion, and how social media influencers are being used as a source of news, believe it or not. We're joined by David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Climate change denial.
Yes, climate change denial is not a new thing, but there's been recently a motion by the UN to put funding into actively combating it. Now, this comes on the back of COP29 and the reality that we're going to sail past the 1.5 degree target, that carbon emissions haven't gone down enough. Now, climate change denial has a long history. Scientists have known since the time of Joseph Fourier and the Irish scientist John Tyndall that we can change the environment by pumping out greenhouse gases. So the physics of this has been understood since the 1800s, and the reality that humans have been doing this since the 1960s. However, there's been a long-term apathy about it, because there has been vested interest, particularly from the fossil fuel lobby, trying to pour scorn over the scientific consensus.
Also, you need extremes to teach people the lesson, don't you?
Sometimes you do, and we're seeing that. We're seeing that we have one of the things that will happen with climate change, and we see it in the modelling, we see it in reality, is increasingly violent weather events. Now, weather and climate are separate things, but as we get more instability in the climate, you get extreme weather events. What we saw in Spain this year, the flooding was very extreme, and we've seen lots of things. Around Australia, the amount of wildfires they're having is, again, a consequence of this as well.
And all of these things are, the weather system is a global system. So things that happen in Australia may well have an influence far beyond Australia.
Well, they absolutely do. About 10 years ago, if you remember, there was a big cold snap in Europe around April. And I wrote an Irish Times piece about it at the time trying to explain this, because people said, well, so much for climate change or global warming. And actually, that was a consequence of global warming. It messed with the jet stream, which meant that Arctic currents could go much further than they usually would. What global warming refers to is the average temperature goes up. But that also means you can get pockets that get extremely cold. You get increasing variability and violence in the oscillation of it. And that is complicated, and it allows a lot of misinformation to creep in as well.
Now, what are the most common myths that you come across in terms of climate change?
The most common thing we get is a downplaying, and you'll hear it a lot. Actually, last week after we did the show, the taxi driver was chatting to me about it because he had questions about climate, and we had this one. Climate has always been changing throughout history. But what people forget is the rate of change is really important. It's a difference between gently, you know, braking to stop your car or ramming it into a brick wall. Right? They'll both stop you. It's the rate that you're doing it, which will be very, very different for your experience. We are seeing changes in the climate that far outstrip anything natural variation could ever show. We also know that the fingerprints of human interaction with the climate, they're on the gases we emit, like fingerprints on a gun. So we know exactly that we're doing it and to what extent.
People will quote some scientists who don't believe in climate change.
The figure they love using is the 97% one. Now, this is from an old study years ago that 97% of climatologists agreed that anthropogenic or human-driven climate change was real. That figure is actually way, way higher. It actually doesn't really matter, because all that matters is what the scientific evidence says. And the scientific evidence overwhelmingly, incredibly says climate change is happening very, very fast and we're doing it. And you will not find a respected scientific voice or scientific body that says anything else, because it is
now what you're hearing in the United States, and even to some extent here, that climate policies that are designed to protect the climate going forward and keep the temperature rise down will destroy economies.
Climate change will destroy economies. I think it's always a case of missing the point there, right? Climate change is already going to cause huge hardships and burdens. And if you think we have problems with immigration now and people's attitudes towards it, when parts of the world become unlivable, where are those people going to go? So without future planning, if we just say that, oh, well, we'd like to keep it the exact way it is, unfortunately, that's not going to happen because we keep emitting greenhouse gases. Things are going to get a lot worse. So it's a very short-sighted argument that people make. There will be hardships, there will be penalties, but they are to avoid much greater hardships in the future.
What about people who say, look, this is a cyclical thing and the cycles of climate could be centuries long? You'll get wax and wane, you'll get ice ages, you'll get warmer periods. What do you say to that argument?
they say it all the time, but it's really easy to show why that's not really true in this case. Again, climate is always varied, but slowly, gradually, and fairly predictably. What we're seeing now is extreme changes. I mean, if you look at the graphs of how much we've pumped out CO2, there's never been in human history anything like this. Natural cycles exist, but this is not in any way natural. And you can see from the evidence very clearly it's not natural.
Now, what will the UN do to try and combat all of this?
So what they have invested in now is several million to try and target climate change disinformation. Because correctly, they point out that if people are apathetic about climate change, they don't really believe it, I think that it's somehow scientifically controversial, they're less likely to take action on it. By the way, I should point out that the fossil fuel industry has known since the 1960s in its own internal research about the realities of this and has spent a fortune trying to downplay it, the same way tobacco companies did in the 1950s.
Now, the extraordinary thing, the UN will try to combat all of this, but yet we have heard today from a new survey, nearly 40% of adults under 30 get their news from influencers.
Isn't that an appalling figure? That is absolutely true. We've known for the last 10 years that people get their news off social media. About 60% of millennials, so people of my age, will get their news off social media. That on its own is a bit worrying because you become a curator. But if you're getting your news from an influencer who is an individual,
usually unqualified to do so,
they could be making it up. They could be editorializing it and changing it. They usually are because they're trying to get your eyeballs and your clicks. This shows that we have a serious problem with media literacy, because if you knew anything about media literacy, you'd know that's the least valid way that you could possibly be getting your news source. But this is done in America. I think the survey was really done in. There's been replications of it. That doesn't surprise me, given the recent American presidential election.
Now, talk to me about Alex Jones and InfoWars and the sale of InfoWars to a very interesting customer.
Yes, this is kind of a one bit of good news in a whole spread of bad news. So Alex Jones is an infamous character. He was a conspiracy theorist. Actually, Donald Trump used to go on a show quite a bit running a conspiracy website called InfoWars. What he's most notorious for, with a lot of strange things he did, was harassing the parents of a Sandy Hook shooting tragedy. So this is back in 2015. A guy called Adam Lanza shot 20 kids dead and 6 staff members at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. And people like Alex Jones came up with a conspiracy theory that this was all staged. Barack Obama was staging this to take their guns. That sounds so ridiculous, except those parents endured years of harassment. Instead of sympathy, they had people coming to their town, kicking in their children's graves, harassing them, abusing them, all directed by Alex Jones. And eventually a group called Honor, which were built from these parents, sued Alex Jones for defamation. Recently, last year, won over $1 billion as a settlement. And as part of that settlement, Jones has to sell some of his assets, up to $85 million worth of his assets. By the way, he was making $65 million a year selling useless supplements to his audience. So these grifters always have some source of income for saying this. Recently, his website, InfoWars, was for sale and has been bought by The Onion, the satirical news website, who've decided, with the blessing of a Sandy Hook parents, they're going to use it to parody people like Alex Jones.
Okay, and what of Alex Jones, his future? What happens to him next?
So he's already trying to sue The Onion over this, because of course he would, but he's hinting very strongly that he might have a role in the Trump administration. That sounds, you know, outlandish, but we're seeing who Trump is appointing. It's not that surprising, and he does have a history with Trump. So hopefully that's just hot air, but who knows?
Isn't it interesting? Hillary Clinton had it right. They are a basket of deplorables.
Absolutely. She did have it right, and she was absolutely pillared for that statement, but it was kind of correct.
Okay, on that note, David Robert Grimes, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.